Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, Big Bad Morning Show, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, hour number three here. Got Jerry Bembry coming up, World of Stupid, but we're talking about the Orioles farm system right now. They've fallen off a bit since their best prospects have graduated up to the majors. I still think there's good pieces in the farm system. You have some guys that are at the lower levels, but you know, looking at some of the guys at AAA, Kobe Mayo, Sam Basayo, Joe was just telling me Mayo grades out 41st, I believe, Joe, and you get to, whose poll is this or whose list?
Kylie McDaniel from ESPN.
Okay, and Sam Basayo's 13th. I always wonder about this because year to year this thing changes, and we've been hearing Basayo and Mayo being up top. Mayo is, he's hit some home runs, his batting average is low, the other numbers look okay. But Sam Basayo's hit 7 home runs in 26 games. He's only played 26 games, so I don't know how you drop him, but to me, he's still one of the top prospects, if not the best prospect in baseball, because of the position he plays, because he's a switch hitter and he hits for power and average. So all of those things, but you know, you still have some other guys, Honeycutt in your farm system. We've talked about Enrique Bradfield Jr., Beavers, Judd Fabian. There are names there. There are pieces you can move. The one thing that this farm system is missing is pitching prospects. But they just really haven't drafted a lot of them. So with the pitching prospects that you have here, most of them are kind of on that cusp right now. I'm not saying there's nobody in the lower system, but they might be years
away.
That's
funny. I forgot about Bradfield Jr.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about him in a while.
No. And then Vance Honeycutt's been – he's had a couple of – I haven't looked at his numbers, to be fair, but he's had a couple of, like, big plays. I've seen the highlights. One was a big catch and throw out, I believe, and another one was a home run. But you start looking at some of the guys in the farm system, and yeah, I know people are going to feel like there's not a lot on the way, but they do have a bunch there. And when teams come a-calling, it's not like they trade for single A, they trade for double A, they trade for, you know, whatever it may be, lower level guys. You just have to factor it in. And when that happens, you know, it's, you'll see them move up slowly. And I think that's when people start to learn their names. The guys that people tend to remember are the ones that have been hanging around for a long time because we've been talking about them. And I'm not, this isn't me going back and trying to bash Kyle Stowers, but Stowers was in the minors for a long time.
Yes.
26 years old.
Yes.
And then you're looking at some of these other guys and you're like, okay, what's Kobe Mayo dropping to 41st? By the way, being 41st is still really good, but this was a guy that we expected to be like a top 10 prospect. And I don't know why it fluctuates from year to year on some of these lists. Again, Basayo being hurt, maybe that drops him, but how do you feel about the farm system, Ed?
Compared to the way it was, or just the present state, I still think it's really strong. I know it's not where it was, and it's dropped quite a bit in the rankings, but you still have some really, really strong prospects. I mean, Basayo was like on everybody's list. Bradfield Jr. is another one. I mean, you're talking about things like, I was just thinking about this, where you know, you put him in center field, move Cedric to left, pick your right fielder.
I don't know that Sed's going to be here.
I'm just saying. They might not.
Because I think you're going to want more power out of your corner outfield spots. And if you have Kierstead and Kowser and who knows what else. I mean, what if a free agent comes and you're like, hey, this guy would be perfect for us. Maybe Kowser's playing center until Bradfield Jr. is ready. Maybe they trade Bradfield Jr. and put Kowser in. I mean, you have options of things you can do. But the other thing I want to say is like having prospects that are ready to come up. I mean, the way this was written, Joe's 100% right. Your prospects are here. The guys that you wanted to pan out, you're not looking for somebody to replace Westberg. You're not looking for somebody, Henderson, Kowser, Adley Rutschman, which Sam Basayo's coming in. That's going to add to it. And we got to wait and see where Kierstead's going to be. I still think Kierstead can be a major league hitter, but let the guy play for crying out loud. Just let him play.
Consistently. Seriously.
I know you paid Tyler O'Neill and some of these. I don't need to see those guys at this point. Let's take a look at this guy. And I'm not saying Tyler O'Neill's not going to play. DH him. Find out if this... Kierstead made an unbelievable play in the outfield the other day. Nice little catch running in. Was that yesterday? Yes. Yeah, he made that sliding catch that could have dropped in. And again...
I thought it wasn't. That's right. I remember now. It looked like I was going to drop in for sure.
Yeah.
And I was
worried about him and Gunnar running into each other because of the whole Carlos Correa Buxton thing that happened. But yeah, like he makes, and again, that's where I think some of his struggles are. It's going to be, how does he hit left-handed pitching? What does he look like in the outfield? Or do you have a glorified DH? Because if it's a glorified DH, then what are we doing? You know, like, so you have all these prospects here. The one thing that you're missing is pitching. And so that's where, obviously, now, and especially if they make trades and they trade guys like Sagano or Eflin or whoever it may be, Kramer, don't be surprised if any of those guys get moved. Now you're looking for a bunch of starters for next year, and you're right back in that same boat of trying to figure out that we sign the right guys to help this team out. So let's grab a phone call real quick because, okay. Go ahead.
How do you feel about the farm system? Like,
I think the farm system's good. The one thing that's missing is pitching, but I'm one of those guys, I believe in what Dan O'Dowd said, that the volatility of drafting starting pitchers, depending on what round you're doing it in, you have to draft pitchers. I'm not saying don't draft them. But if you like a position player better than a pitcher in that round, why would you ever draft the pitcher then? Because the position player is rated higher for you.
Right.
And then again, it's the debate. Do you want to draft college players where you feel like maybe you know what their ceiling is? Or kick the tires on a high school pitcher and say, man, we hope this guy turns into something. And a lot of guys flame out, you know? So
yeah,
let's grab Eli in Parkville. Eli, you're on the fan. Eli? What's up, man?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, cool. I wouldn't worry too much about drafting pitching right now. I've seen that guy as a free agent. Okay, I would just go out and sign him for like a 4-year deal, and then we should be fine next year.
Which pitcher did you say?
Zach Gallen.
Oh, Zach Gallen. Yeah, that's a name that's going to be on the open market next year unless Arizona throws a bunch of money at him. But they just paid Corbin Burns, so I think they let him walk.
Y'all take it easy. Congratulations.
Thanks, Eli.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, let's grab another phone caller here. Wasn't he already on this station? Rashawn's in Baltimore. He's on the fan.
I wasn't on this station, man. It was my man Pat, you know. No,
that's on this station. Show, you know. That was through our
national,
airwaves.
You know. Well, people all the way through California can hear me, man. You know, just local people. People up in Boldy's Quarters and Towson can hear me on this station, man.
I can't wait, Pat, until
about
Pat
three
says.
Three people in California heard you today.
Yeah, Pat says, hey, we're going out to that fraudulent Cowboys fan, Rashawn in Baltimore. Yeah.
No, Pat, cool, man. Pat, cool. But, hey, Ed, man, you know, congratulations on beating cancer. You know, hope everybody can make it out tonight, support you.
I hope so. It's nice to see.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say congratulations on your Knicks win last night. I thought he was going to be a jerk. He's being kind.
No, don't do that. No, man. My man Trippy, he ain't going to be able to make it, though.
Hello.
He should be home soon, though. So I talked to him last night. He ain't good spirits and everything. So, but yeah, like far as this farm system and everything, man, I like the guys we got down there, but Casio, Mayo, Bradfield, the Honeycomb guy. I mean, like, we got a lot of guys we can bring them up. But, like, sorry, Steve, I know you're listening, man, but Mountcastle got to go, man. It's time for him to move on. You know, if we can trade maybe Mountcastle for, like, a number three starter, something like that, you know, get that in return. But I'm not getting rid of Mullins, though. I like Mullins. If we can get Mullins for a 3-year, maybe $65 million deal,
that's too much.
I think that's worth it.
That's
you
too
think
much.
That's too much?
100% is too much.
50 for 3 Mullins? 50 then?
Yeah, I mean, look. Go look at what Tyler O'Neill got, and you're talking about you're paying for power and all that. You're not necessarily paying $20 million a year for a defensive player.
No. Well, I mean, that's very important out there. The catches he's made out there is very well worth it, man. What center field in the league is better than Mullins?
Oh, I don't think. Like, I love Cedric Mullins in center field, but you've got guys that can go over there, and then the drop off isn't as great as you think with some of the guys they have on this team. And again, you've got a bevy of outfielders. You got to figure out what you're doing. This isn't me saying I don't want Cedric Mullins here. I'm just saying I'm not paying him $20 million a year or more than that. Just that ain't happening.
Then what do you think he can get on the open market if we don't re-sign him?
I mean, I think he's probably somewhere between $8 and $12 million a year.
Okay, well, if he can accept like a hometown discount or accept that from us, I'd love to keep him for $8 to $10 million a year.
We'll see what he gets.
What if they send him to a contender right now?
Yeah, if they trade him to a contender and he has a big, like, he can get paid in the offseason if he continues.
Yeah, that's true, though, you know, because Mullins would be good for contender. I can imagine him, put him in the bottom of the lineup. Man, you know, I wish the guy well. And one more question, right, on Brandon Hyde, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I still feel, you know, he had enough equity to get, you know, to ride this thing out and, you know, leading us to 2 straight playoff appearances and the best record in the league the past 2 years, I guess, combined, right? You know, they should let him play out and just get this thing right. But you think it's an opportunity for him out there somewhere else, maybe as a position coach or maybe on the fan. I mean, you know, y'all hire fired managers, right? You know, so he'd be good.
That's general managers, though.
General manager, you know, his best baseball expert some kind of manager. To be.
Yeah. We have a lot of former GMs. Thanks for the call, Rashawn. I'd say this, though, like, when you start looking at the players that you're going to acquire and if Sed got traded to a team and what would happen there, like, there's a chance that the guy could make more money than what I expect. I know fans here love him more than what other fans are going to love him for the production you get offensively. And he is very streaky as a hitter, but... I said this before, when you have a guy that wants to be here, it's almost like you want to keep him. And with Brandon Hyde, he'll pick up somewhere as a position coach or a bench coach. He'll probably bide his time and see what's out there. Cause there's a lot of relationships and friendships that we have that, you know, they have in this league, and guys give their friends another opportunity. And it wasn't like he did a bad job here.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy,
making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.